Today's scripture reading is from the book of Luke, chapter 18, verses 9 to 14. The parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. He also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus, "God, I thank you that I am not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income." But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all who humble themselves will be exalted." The words of God for the people of God.
The words of God for the world. Amen. Amen. Would you pray with me? Loving God, we are grateful to be in this place, chilly as it is. We wouldn't be anywhere else. For God, it's here that we glorify you, that we honor you. That's why we're here today, Lord, to give you the glory and you the honor. We ask that you would fill us and use us. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. I need to tell you a story first. I always have to tell a story first. You know that. Sorry about that. But it's just who I am, because it's a witness for God. I always want to give a witness for God. I love scriptures. I love this one in particular. But you got to hear this cool story of what you did this week. Are you ready? There was a little couple going to get married in Mother's Garden yesterday. Do you know what yesterday did? Not quite like this, but it sort of did this. And so you had a place in the gymnasium for them to have their ceremony. I mean, switched gears. We practiced the day before. I wore every piece of clothing I had because it was still chilly that day too. And I said, "You can do this, Marcia. Shush, you shush." And then I said, did you ever think about having a plan B? Like this. And they said, well, you know, okay. And they went with it. And I'm going to tell you, they were here 12:30 at night the next morning decorating our gym. And I wish you could have seen I wish you could have seen it. It was so precious. And they are precious. Little Sansa Rae Weaver's little niece, Tara. If you don't know them, and Kyle, you should. Maybe we will. Who knows? But we had the sweetest time, and it was, and somebody didn't show up, so the wedding that was supposed to be at 2 happened at 3:30. Does that give you any indication of how that day went? But 10:30 last night, she sent me a text, which I read at 6 o'clock this morning, and thanked you all. And thanked you all for your hospitality and your kindness. And so I just wanted you to know that, because it's such a neat God story of how this church opens itself up to the unexpected. Can I get an amen? Amen. All right. This week has been a bit of a week, and I am grateful for all the prayers and support. And it made me think about a couple of different things, because this is a parable about prayer, isn't it? Some particular person, an amazing church person. I'm sure he was probably on the trustees. He did everything right. He did absolutely everything right. And so when he went to pray, he kind of, I think, expected to get what he wanted. Maybe. Anybody else ever done that? A little bit? Expected to get what he wanted. kind of pointed out the many wonderful things he did. Kind of told everybody that he was righteous. Now, this is lined up with other parables. If you want to open a Bible, we've got them. Honest, we do. That little red gizmo right there in front of you. If you don't find it, somebody will help you, I bet you. And it's the stories that Jesus tells us how we fit into the world. Because sometimes people will kind of say, oh, this is just old-time words. And they don't necessarily apply to me anymore or the world anymore. And I'm thinking, oh, really? My dad would have said, there's nothing new under the sun. It's in here, always. And when I was young, I went a little bit behind his back, just a little bit, not to his face. Ooh, never to his face. But you know how you do when you're young and foolish. And I always smile and think about how right he was. Actually, the parable of the widow and the unjust judge. This is great reading. I'm going to encourage you. You're not going to do anything this afternoon outside, are you? Get your Bible out and at least read Luke 18. So this is the second parable. And he is talking in particular to maybe some of us who are here every Sunday, do all the right things. Because I think this is the thing I love most about being a pastor is I love you all so much. But the people that aren't here yet are my heart. I long for them. I long for them to come and be with us. But it's going to be up to us. It's going to be up to us when they walk through the door. Every Sunday I say, Almighty God, if you will send them, we will love them. I'd sure love it if you'd join that prayer because we're living in a time when it's a tough place to be in the world, isn't it? And you all have the love of Christ. You have the trust of Christ. But even sometimes when somebody we love gets in a health crisis, when somebody we love unexpectedly dies, we might think, I thought I did everything right, God. I always love thinking about that. This last week, I thought it a lot. I was going to go to the hospital one day, and I got a little hung up and didn't get to go to the next day. And it was amazing. I have to tell you that I love being where a baby is being born. When I get that call, man, I'm up and running. But as I've discovered a relationship with God that's, I hope, much deeper, the passing from this life into the next is much like a birth, it seems to me. And it is the holiest of holies. I have written down a lot of that day because I want to hold on to it and I want to remember it. And there were sweet prayers. And I knew some people in the room were praying for Jimmy to get well. I knew that. And I was praying for him to find peace. Because when you have a situation like he had, there was no sustainable ability to move forward. And God gave me peace. And I knew he would. I've loved God. I'm a second career pastor, so don't think I'm like the righteous dude that was always in the church right and doing the right thing. That is so not me. But I am so grateful that God has allowed me to be on this journey with God and pray with intent. That's the piece that the tax collector does. He identifies who he is. He knows who he is. Okay, wait a second now. He knows who he is, but he also knows what the world thinks he is. Are you ready for that? How many times have we encountered somebody so precious yesterday? Your church is so beautiful. Your church is so beautiful. Your church is so beautiful. And I in a minute knew that he felt like it was maybe better than he deserved. Are you with me? Sometimes people look at us and they think we're all that in a chocolate chip cookie. That we're just so good. Well, I know enough about all of us in this room that we're not. I have lived here a long time. And you are great. You're a chocolate chip cookie, but you're not a hot one. You know, there's nothing better than a good hot chocolate chip cookie. But you are a chocolate chip cookie. And I want the world to know how amazing you are. I brag on y'all all the time. Because you touch my heart. You are a humanation. That's my grandma's word. You are a humanation of God's love. And I am so grateful to be with you and learn lessons with you. Here's a sweet thing that happened in this little wedding that went pretty sideways half the time. And when it wasn't sideways, it was flat out in a skid. If you've ever driven a car. She brought me this. Are you ready for it? Listen, when y'all get ready to get married again, I'm going to put Tara with you because she knows how to do it. I mean, to the minute, who was doing what? Make sure all the songs finish before the next one plays. Gotcha, Tara. She put a big sign in our door out there that said, "For those of you who are smoking, put your butts in the cans." She had cans out there. This is just such a cool God story that you got to hear it. I love it. And Paige, okay, I got pages. I mean, look at this in bold print. Directions of how to do things. Directions of how to do things. These sweet, amazing, loved people. I get to this piece, and I had already seen it at rehearsal, but I also knew it was coming. Do you know the most important thing? Now, she's got a thing here that says our vows, your vows, all that stuff. The very first thing that was important to her was to open it with prayer, and she wrote her own. Right there it says opening prayer that she made little. Her best girlfriend, Alex, read this opening prayer. And she was so nervous, her pages shook. And then we did the ceremony. And they cried. Because they, like a lot of people, this was not their first gathering. It was his first wedding, but not hers. And they made the most beautiful, prayerful vows to one another. And then it was just beautiful. I just have to tell you, and precious. We did the rings that little Liam dropped. That was great. And I said, "Liam, don't worry about it." Like the third wedding I was part of, the ring, we were in the hallway, and the little boy had his rings, and he had it in his hand, and he had it in his hand, and then it was out of his hand, and it went down into a floor vent. I said, "Liam, you're doing fine. It just went on the gym floor." Pastor's vows, our vows. Rings get handed to the pastor. I mean, now she had it down, right? All the plans we make. And the last thing she wanted to do was have a closing prayer that she also wrote herself. You see, today's scripture, I think, speaks to us about the authenticity of our prayers. Because God surely knows our hearts. And sometimes we ask for something that is not God's plan. But he loves us and he knows our heart and he knows what he will do and be with us in all times. And sometimes you don't come out of the hospital the way you thought you would. But your prayers are still heard. Sometimes the job is hard. Sometimes the food subsidy is going to be gone. Sometimes the drug addiction takes over. Sometimes, right? But God hears every single thing and wants to be with us. And you and I are in this together, snuggling, caring for one another, praying for one another. Because that's the way God built us. It's when we get confused and we ask for something and it doesn't happen that we think, "Oh, either I'm not good enough." Oh, please don't let anybody ever tell you that. If you'd had enough faith, don't let them tell you that. I'm here to tell you right now. Because God wants to hear every single thing you say, even when you need to go to the back porch and scream to the dogs. Can I get an amen? God loves us so much. And here's a really cool thing. I want you to hear this because a guy wrote this and I fell in love with it. So give me a minute because I put it over here. I love to read things that really smart people write. He says, now pay attention to this a little bit. I don't think it's an accident that this exchange takes place in the temple, in the church. On the grounds of the temple, you were always intimately aware of who you were and what your status was, and possibly what you might expect from God. In the temple, the women were always at the back. The men came forward. There was a curtain, and only the holiest of the holies went behind the curtain. Are you with me? So you knew who you were by being in the temple. There were at the temple insiders and outsiders. And according to these rules, there was no question where the Pharisee and the tax collector stood. And I will forever love these next words. But when Jesus dies and is resurrected, all this changes. Wow. The Gospels report the curtain in the temple is torn in two, symbolically erasing all divisions of humanity before God. This act is prefigured here as God justifies not the one favored by temple law, but rather those standing outside the temple gate and aware only of their desperate need. Isn't that beautiful? I wish I'd have thought something beautiful to say to you, but this gentleman did, and I wanted you to hear it. You are enough. You are amazing. Turn to somebody and tell them they're amazing. We're not going to leave until you tell somebody they're amazing. Is that everybody? You're amazing. Everybody turn to Sherry and say you're amazing. Sherry is amazing. I pray these words have given you something to think about today, because that's why we get together. We love each other enough to talk the hard stuff and still stay in love with each other. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Holy God, we've come to this place with this beautiful music. Oh my gosh, I had God bumps, Lord. This beautiful music. And thank you, God, for your scripture that is so generous and kind to us. And remind us always that we are never to use scripture to hurt someone, because we live in the world of do no harm, do good, and honor you. That is our prayer that we lift in the name of Jesus. And all God's people said, Amen.